So welcome, really warm welcome to everybody. It's nice to practice together and to see some of us, you know, day after day or week after week, month after month, practice together. It's a beautiful thing. I feel touched by it. So in the classical description of loving kindness practice, it starts with, before even mentioning loving kindness, one of the things, there's a few things that it mentions, and one is to review the advantages of patience. Patience. This idea of, you know, things don't happen quickly. Maybe certainly most things don't happen on a timeline we would prefer. Either they're too fast or too slow or something like this, right? So patience. And then part of the, as this kind of gets fleshed out just a little bit, it says, and when a person, maybe I'll say this, and when you first read this, you think like, oh, okay, because there's a recognition that, you know, it takes time to develop loving kindness, especially for the difficult people in our lives. It's not something that we can just jump right into and have it taken care of. That we do some loving kindness and then our relationship, our thoughts towards them are shifted. It'd be fantastic if it were like that, but I think all of us have discovered it's not quite so easy. And so I certainly thought this when I first read those teachings. I thought, oh, okay, so it's pointing to that things don't happen quickly and that we need to have some persistence. But then a few sentences later in there, it says so you should review the advantages, that's the where that gets translated, the advantages of patience so that one can appreciate the advantages of doing loving kindness practice. That is, patience is a consequence of doing loving kindness practice. It's something that gets developed. It's something that gets cultivated as we do this practice. So often we don't think about that when we're thinking about loving kindness. We're thinking about maybe it helps soften our hearts or make us have less hostility or ill will or those types of things. So I just wanted to say a little bit about patience and connect it to loving kindness and compassion, these kind of these heart practices. And so one thing maybe that's important is that when we're talking about patience, I know certainly for me, I used to think about patience as just like this kind of grin and bear it type of thing. Like, okay, if I just put my head down and plow forward some way, then things will get better, or, you know, something like that. So it's not so much about repressing our feelings or pretending that things are okay when they're not, or trying to construct some phantasmagorical reality and pretend that things are different. But instead, it's about having one, a soft compassion. That is this recognition. Yeah, this is difficult. But we only need patience for things that are a little bit difficult or very difficult, right? The only things that we're uncomfortable with. So many of you know that compassion is first is this recognition that things are hard, that there's suffering. Sometimes we use this word. So patience also has this recognition. Yeah, this is hard. And that alone sometimes can shift a little bit our relationship with it. But I think more specifically, there's a sense of a gentle forbearance, like this ability to not blurt out that maybe unskillful thing that we were thinking, or to not do that gesture or action just because we're feeling impatient. So holding our tongue or having some stability. But instead, to tap into this inner reservoir of our intention to do no harm. Not harming others, not harming ourselves. And this, of course, is where loving kindness practice can help us. This really to be cultivating this wish to do no harm to nobody, to not anybody, to, you know, without exceptions. So this kind of idea of tapping into or having readily available this idea that we want to don't want to do harm, maybe it gives us just a little bit of space that we can restrain ourselves from maybe our first impulse to blurt out or do some action or gesture that might be harmful. And then with this loving kindness practice, there's also an ability to be more accepting, to like increase our capacity to be with what's difficult so that we can include into what's our, I want to use this word, well, or bowl or whatever that we can have access to is more and more. Have access to more and more uncomfortable experiences. My brain's a little scrambled. I've been on Zoom for untold numbers of hours today. I think I can feel its effects. Maybe I'll end with a few lyrics from a song by Katie Lang. That, wow, I don't know, 15 years ago, maybe something like this. She has this line. I often wonder, is it so? The lessons of patience are learned slow. That's how we learn patience, is finding ourselves in places where we feel impatient and not acting out, not doing something that's unskillful or that we might regret. I often wonder, is it so? The lessons of patience are learned slow. So maybe with that, we'll do some loving kindness practice. So settling into our meditation posture. And feeling into this moment. How does it feel to be here at this moment? Noticing the sensations in the body. Noticing the quality of the mind state. Is it scattered or collected? Moving slow, moving fast, foggy, clear. Noticing the state of the heart. Is it feeling open and big? little bit smaller and a bit closed. Maybe there's a sense of warmth, happy to be here. Or maybe there's some holding back, not quite sure. Maybe it's, we're not even sure exactly how we are at this moment in our bodies, in our hearts, in our minds. That's okay. It's all welcome. It's all welcome. However we are, however you are, just inviting it in. It's all welcome. We're not trying to turn ourselves into somebody else, something else. And allowing the attention to rest on the sensations of breathing. Noticing the inhale. How does that feel in the chest or in the belly? Feeling the movements. And the exhales, how do they feel? When the mind wanders, as it's apt to do, you just very simply, gently begin again. Just a reminder that if at any time loving kindness practice doesn't feel like the right thing to be doing, or you get a little bit lost or overwhelmed or whatever, you can always come back to just this very simple resting the awareness on the sensations of breathing. then to begin the loving kindness practice. We'll start where it's easy. So bringing to mind a lovable being. Either an imaginary kitten, puppies, babies, maybe a memory. Maybe it's somebody you know, you have an uncomplicated, loving relationship. Maybe it's somebody that you know about, but who inspires you and touches your heart. Maybe a coach, a mentor, a teacher, a leader. Somebody you've read their writings, maybe, or heard their talks. Whomever. Somebody for whom you, without difficulty and without straining, have some warm feelings, some warm-heartedness, some goodwill, benevolence, care. And connecting with this person or being, visualizing them in the mind. And to support our practice of loving kindness, of cultivating this sense of connection and care, we can say these phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Maybe this lovable being has been patient with you. Maybe that's part of what you appreciate about them. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Can you have patience with your mind and heart settling? During this practice, I often wonder, is it so? The lessons of patience are learned slow. And then to extend our loving kindness to ourselves in the same way that we were considering the lovable being. Can we consider ourselves, view ourselves, feel about ourselves? Perhaps bring into mind an image of yourself in which it causes you to smile. Maybe a picture from your childhood, picture from a celebration. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. What would it be like to do loving kindness for yourself that included patience? This acceptance, perhaps, of how things are without it demanding that they be different. Tapping into our wish to not cause harm. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Checking in with the body, seeing if there's any softness or warmth or openness associated with this practicing loving kindness, sending goodwill. If so, can you allow that experience to get as big as it would like without forcing it? Not manufacturing it, just allowing. And if you don't feel anything in particular, that's perfectly fine. And then to extend our loving kindness to a friend. Somebody we have a relationship with in our life. We care about. Bringing them to mind. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Maybe your friend has been patient with you. Maybe you've been patient with your friend. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Maybe you're needing to practice patience during this meditation, wishing things were moving at a different pace. Can you feel into that? Maybe bring in a little bit of compassion for yourself. This is difficult. Maybe it's just a little, very slight. Sometimes it's helpful to practice with just these really slight annoyances. Yeah, this is difficult. And then can we expand our loving kindness to be for all beings everywhere in all directions without exceptions? May all beings be safe. May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings live with ease. and then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground and the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So this idea of patience, our loving kindness practice, supporting patience and even needing patience with loving kindness. I know often we feel like it'd be nice to just practice a little bit and have our hearts already softened or opened. But for those of you who've been practicing a lot, know that it does, it can often kind of like sneak up on us. This loving kindness practice, like perhaps during the meditation, we don't experience anything in particular, but we just notice later, a week later, a few weeks later, somewhere like some thought in our mind, whereas perhaps we would have been annoyed or critical of ourselves or somebody else, we find ourselves being a little more accepting and, oh, it's okay, I love you. These types of things just falling out of our mouth, popping up into our minds. So it can be really helpful to talk about these topics. And so I'd like to put you into some breakout rooms where you have an opportunity to talk about maybe this connection between patience and loving kindness. And one of the things that I didn't say, maybe you can even consider, what are some additional things about kindness and loving kindness and patience that I didn't say? So let's see here. I'm sorry, you guys have to wait while I do this here. Okay, so here we are, these breakout rooms. So those of you who have been doing this before, you know, it's nice to not say everything you know at the very beginning, just to say one point and have it go around the circle. Next person says something, the next person. And so you can learn from one another. So it's not so much saying everything you know. It's more just an opportunity to say one idea and to listen to other people. And if it's helpful, you can go in numerical order by the number of characters of your screen name. You have a long screen name, you're going to go last. Okay, so here we go. Welcome back. Does anybody have a comment or a question they'd like to share? I noticed that when the meeting ended, Zoom, not everybody came running back, so they didn't pull the ripcord, get me out of here. Maybe it was helpful or nice to talk to some other people. Yes, Nancy, and then Marie Christine.
We were talking about patience, having patience with ourself and with others. For me, particularly, having patience with myself over my medical issues I've had this year. And the loving kindness meditations have been so helpful to me in this year dealing with that and realizing what I have control of and what I don't, and having trust in the medical profession. As I'm sitting here looking at a medical professional in our group, and I thank you. But yeah, it's been extraordinarily helpful to me.
Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you, Nancy. Yeah. Sometimes we are hard on ourselves and it just isn't helpful. And patience can be just what's needed. Thank you. Yes, Marie-Christine.
What came up for me whilst I was meditating was that the greater the patience, the lesser the judgment of others or myself.
Nice. Very nice. So do you have a sense, like, if you could soften the judgment, there'd be more patience, or if you could be more patient, there'd be less judgment? Do you have a...
Yes, the latter. If there was more patience, there would be less judgment of myself and others. Yes.
But do you think that you... Is there a way in which, if we wanted to be patient, that we could jiggle kind of like the judgment part of that equation?
Well, I've got to meditate on that.
Yeah. Thank you. That's great. I love that, making this connection between those. Thank you, Marie-Christine. Anybody else have a comment or a question? Okay, so maybe we'll call it a end of a session here. So just with a heartfelt gratitude for you all and for our practicing together. Why don't we go ahead and unmute ourselves and we can say goodbye.
So, I'll say thank you, Diana, tonight.
Bye, Diana. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Diana.
Bye, Diana.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you, Diana. Thank you, everyone. See you tomorrow.
Thank you, Anthony.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you,
Jesse. Thank you all. Bye.
Bye, Glenn.